This week's special session was the first since 2006, when lawmakers convened in Denver for a slate of illegal immigration bills. Most of the drama this year happened early and ended quickly when Republican House Speaker Frank McNulty sent a bill legalizing civil unions for same-sex couples to a committee where he knew it would be killed. So it was a rather unceremonious scene when Democratic Senate President Brandon Schaefer banged the closing gavel.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the first extraordinary session of the 68th General Assembly adjourned sine die, and I do mean it this time.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Motion passes. We are adjourned.
In the end, only three bills Governor Hickenlooper asked lawmakers to consider passed, one on water projects, another on unemployment insurance, and one on machinery regulation. Speaking on NPR's Talk of the Nation, the governor expressed disappointment about the impasse over the civil unions bill in particular.
There's one poll we saw last week that showed 75% of the people of Colorado supported civil unions, and 56% of Republicans support civil unions. I mean, it's a pretty nonpartisan thing. At least that's what we thought.
Even before the final gavels went down, Republicans tried to lay blame on the governor for calling what they said was an unnecessary special session for a divisive social issue. Democratic leaders countered it still, quote, rescued some important economic bills that had stalled in the GOP House. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Ziegler at the State Capitol.